Well, good morning and welcome to episode 55, Jaws. That isn't the film Jaws. This is the program for assistive technology for blind people. It's a screen reader. And what does a screen reader do? It actually reads out whatever is in front of it on a computer screen. And Jaws is extremely good at it. Quite expensive, coming in at £698 or £750. It's not a cheap option. Cheaper options we will talk about next week, but this particular option works brilliantly in lots of different ways. Jaws can enable documents to be written out and edited. And these documents can have parts like, how do you know when there is a space or a misspelling through Jaws Analyst. And the smart assistant that works with Jaws, called Sharky, also enables you to actually find with your voice different things that you can use on the internet to do searches or simple tasks to find images or to have image descriptions of what an image is actually consisting of. Obviously, images are not visible to totally blind people, or even partially sighted people might benefit from more verbal descriptions, of which Jaws has these new features in the latest 2021 version. Blind people who use Jaws need it to access different websites, different materials. In fact, anything that is on your computer can be accessed via the Jaws program that speaks to you. Does it have a single voice, or can there be multiple voices? Yes, there are multiple voices, and these voices enable you to actually change and make it more reflective to your circumstances. I think it's difficult yet to get local and dialect speeches for regions, but you can certainly get the main countries of Scotland, Wales and England, I think. So how long has Jaws been around? Well, a very long time. It's important to note that such things were talked about in the 1950s, but Jaws has really been around for decades and has been the go-to tool for blind people to access their computers with. It appears to be a little complex, but once you understand that you can navigate through the cursor keys and the tab key, and most importantly the control key, which enables all the talking to stop while you talk to others or you want to have less processing, you can alter the amount of, it's called verbosity, that the program uses, so that you can adjust it to the exact requirements of your needs and abilities. For instance, not everything that you have wants to be read out. Now, all this information came in a webinar last night, which I attended, set up by AbilityNet for our volunteers. And I lay no claims to the information. I give a shout out to Sight and Sound, Sam Colston, and also to Stuart Lawler of Sight and Sound. Thank you to them for the content that we have for this week's Smiles podcast. So that's all for now on this. And hopefully next week we will discuss another tool that might be helpful to you. So thank you for listening. Sorry about my voice, it's a little bit croaky today. See you next week.